Hello, Ron Elving in the United States, NPR. Look, let's focus today on this death announced just in the last hours of Colin Powell. A lot of reactions coming forward, Ron. Welcome.
Thank you. And yes, this is the loss of one of the most important figures of the last 30, 40 years in the United States, and a man who symbolized much of what brought the country together, but also, unfortunately, was a symbol of what brought the country to a terrible crisis over Iraq, and that, of course, was a great regret in his life. He died today at 84 of complications of COVID. He'd been suffering from multiple myeloma for some years.
Now, other big stories around. Two Democrats apparently holding everything up on Capitol Hill. Who are they, and what is the motivation for it?
Quite different people, quite different motivations. Joe Manchin is a longtime senator from West Virginia. That is the most coal state of all the coal states. And they do depend, or have certainly psychologically as well as economically, depended on the coal industry for many generations. The coal industry is being largely phased out worldwide, at least in terms of those countries that can get away with it. And because of its contribution to greenhouse gases, of course, people have been looking for alternative fuels. But the Democratic Party has pretty much signed on for renewables, and Joe Manchin is the last Democrat in West Virginia in some respect. Used to be a Democratic state many years ago, but has gravitated over to being one of the very most pro-Trump states in America. So he's balanced on a very, very narrow blade indeed, and he is doing everything he can to preserve coal. And the Biden program calls for the phasing out of coal. So he is getting in the way, not only of the energy portions of the Biden program, but also another issue that he's really concerned about is overly generous welfare benefits, child tax credits, things of that nature. He seems to want to cut all of that out.
Now, staying with the Capitol, a lot of attention now on the January 6th riot. This investigating committee continues. Is it getting very far in getting people appearing before it?
Yes, in terms of those who are willing, of course, but the people who are more reluctant, who don't want to be part of what they see as a partisan investigation that is attempting to put the blame on former President Trump, those people are not cooperating. They're insisting that they don't have to, and they're being subpoenaed. So that means that a subpoena can be enforced by the Justice Department, can be enforced by a court, and these people could eventually go to jail for contempt of Congress. That includes former Trump campaign manager and White House advisor Steve Bannon. So some of them are fairly high-profile folks.
And what's its sort of timeline from here? And ultimately, what can it do when it reports?
The idea here is to give Americans as full a picture of what exactly happened in this riot on January 6th as possible, and also to expose those people who may not yet have been exposed, people who may need to be in some sense or another criminally charged. There have been hundreds of people criminally charged in rather smaller roles, but this is looking more at people, for example, members of Congress who may have cooperated with the insurrectionists. So that would get very sticky in terms of the discipline that might be given to a member of Congress who cooperated with the insurrectionists, showed them how to find some people's offices. That would get to be a very difficult political problem, but they have vowed to go where the evidence takes them and let the chips fall where they may.
Now, some good news finally on the COVID front. You're seeing deaths and hospital stays anyway coming down, even as cases stay high, and this being put down to the impact of the vaccine, Ron.
Yes, indeed. And as people begin to get vaccinated who said initially that they wouldn't, and we are down now to only about one American in eight saying they absolutely will not get the vaccine under any circumstances, it becomes more a matter of distribution, a matter of getting people booster shots, getting some people their second shots. And this is greatly helping us move towards a herd immunity, which would be beneficial in getting the virus finally under control. It is sad, of course, to have the rather negative effect of seeing someone such as Colin Powell die of COVID when he was fully vaccinated. And that is going to give fuel to the anti-vaccination forces. But one hopes that they are at this point on the run.
And the numbers would probably tell a story about the percentage of people in that situation affected, and an underlying condition, I think you mentioned there, compared to the numbers of the unvaccinated. However, as you say, the info wars are alive and alive and well in the United States and elsewhere. Ron, it's always appreciated. Ron Elving, Senior Editor and Correspondent, Washington Desk for NPR News.